X-Tree, Sentinel X-Tree. Now the most refreshing drink in the world, Orange Crush, presents the Green Hornet.
He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Now ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of murder and espionage. The Green Hornet strikes again. The adventures of the Green Hornet are brought to you by Orange Crush, the world's leading orange drink that tastes better naturally. Orange Crush is flavored with the juice of fresh, tree-ripened Valencia oranges, so naturally it tastes better. Always keep delicious Orange Crush handy in your refrigerator. At your dealers, get the Orange Crush Handy Pack. 6 bottles of Orange Crush in a handy carrying case. The sleek black beauty sped through the night, carrying Britt Reed and his faithful valet Cato toward the waterfront. The Green Hornet and his assistant were once again on an urgent mission. As they rode, Britt was saying,
"According to Axford, the police received an anonymous note saying that the man responsible for the disappearance of the plans for the Vanport anti-atomic bomb device will meet with the Green Hornet in Vanport's unused boathouse at midnight tonight."
Why do you think someone sent that note, Mr. Britt?
First, to get rid of the men who actually made the deal. Then second, to point suspicion at the Green Hornet. Evidently, they don't know the top commie agent who finally got the plans.
While authorities are busy grilling men they hope to capture, a head spy may get away, perhaps.
Well, I want to get those men before the police do. Maybe we'll find a clue to the one who sent that note and involved me. Huh, here we are. Come on, Kate.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's just about 11:30 now. We'll go to the boathouse.
As Britt and Cato left the car, the swirling gray fog closed in about them.
I see outline of small building slightly to left, Mr. Britt.
Well, that should be Vanport's boathouse.
Britt and Cato cautiously approached the small building and soon stood before a door on the land side of the boathouse, a door which evidently opened into a room above the mooring platform.
I see dim light inside.
We'll have to force that old door. We'll hit it together.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Now.
The Green Hornet.
Don't move, Hart. As head of Vanport Enterprises, you're probably the man
now,
who...
Now, you see, I...
Hey. He falls from chair. He not move. There's
something wrong. Cato, we arrived too late. He's dead.
Dead? I not understand.
Murdered, Cato. Look here.
Knife in back.
Must have been done just before we broke in. This room is fixed up as sort of an office to use as a meeting place. I'm inclined to...
Boat leading. Oh, killer, get away.
That trap door over there must lead to the landing below. Come on. We're too late.
That must be police.
Hey, this man's dead. Stabbed. Killer just got away.
Something snakes out. That must have been the Green Hornet leaving in the motorboat.
We'll make sure. Search the place, couple of you men. Rest your guards safe in case someone else tried to get away.
Hey, Sergeant, look. There's an open trap door leading below.
We'll go down there and look around.
We trapped. What we do?
We'll go to the end of the landing and dive in. We'll have to swim for it. Come on. Swim underwater, head to the riverbank a few hundred feet below here. Let's go.
Stop! Come back here!
Do you think you winged him, Sarge?
The fog's too thick to tell, Axford. Come on, I'll have the men search the river back here.
The water's cold, Sarge. He won't stay this long without getting out of it on one side or the other of the boathouse.
Let's get outside.
Why all the shooting? Yeah, what happened?
No time to answer questions now. Spread out along the riverbank. Somebody jump in the water and they'll find him.
All right, come on.
Axford, this is serious. The victim in there is Mr. Hart, Van Port's general manager.
Holy crow. Sarge, do you think he was mixed up with... Hey, what's that?
Red day, there's no other sound like that. The Green Hornet is leaving. He must have been the one he shot at. His commie pals must have left in the boat.
Suffering snakes. Wait till I get to a phone and tell Gunnigan the Green Hornet murdered Mr. Hart. What a scoop.
Sentinel, X-ray paper. Green Hornet hunted in Hart murder.
Give me one of those, boys.
Here you are, mister. Head of Van Port Enterprises involved in disappearance of important plans.
Yeah, I'll take one of those.
There you are, sir. Read all about it. Sentinel Extra Paper.
The following morning, Mike Axford entered Brick Reed's outer office.
Morning, Andy. Is Reed in?
Yes, he is. He's in his office talking to Gunnigan.
Huh. Wonder what got Reed down so early.
Well, it isn't that Mr. Reed is so early, Axford. It's just that you're so late.
Yeah. Fine way to talk when I spend half the night running around getting scoops for the Daily Sentinel.
I don't know what the Sentinel would do without you, Michael. Even though we do have many other reporters to bring in news.
Sure. But 'tis I who brings in the headline news, Cassie. The big scoops, that is.
Well, after this, Michael, I'll remember to call you Scoops, Axford.
Ah, no use wasting time with you. I'm going in to see Reed.
Wait, Michael, I told you he's busy.
And what's more, Gunnigan, as far as Mr. Hart is concerned, come in, Axford.
I am in. Hi, Reed. How are you, Gunnigan?
I might have known you'd barge in. Now, what are you saying, Chief?
I was about to say, for a while I thought Hart was involved in the disappearance of those plans. But now I'm inclined to think otherwise.
Reed! How can you say that when it's as plain as the nose in your face that Hart was dealing with the Green Hornet? 'Twas the Hornet who stabbed him in the back to get out of paying off, as I see it.
Well, once I agree with Axford, Chief, the authorities considered an open and shut case against Hart and the Green Hornet. I say, catch the Green Hornet and we'll have a lead to the missing plans and the commie agent he gave him to.
Well, I can't agree, but you have the right to your opinion. It seems to me if they'd find the person who sent that anonymous note to the police last night, they'd get a direct lead to the one who has the missing plans.
Huh. Anyone could see the Green Hornet himself sent that printed note to the cops, Reed. He wanted to put the finger on Mr. Hart.
As I see it, the finger has been put on the Green Hornet.
That's what he gets for trying to play smart with the cops.
Do the police agree with you, Axford?
Sure. 'Tis the opinion of everyone at headquarters.
Well, that means they intend to concentrate their search on the Green Hornet alone?
That's right. When they catch that spalpeen, the whole case will be busted wide open.
Have it your way, Axford. Oh, by the way, Gunnigan, send someone over to interview Van Port.
Okay, Chief.
Hey, let me go, Gunnigan. I'll get him to talk, I'm sure of it.
Well, go ahead, but don't be gone all day.
Go on, Axford. Let me know how you make out.
Sure, Reed. I'm on my way right now. See you both later. So long.
Later, Mike Axford returned to the Sentinel building and hurried to the city room.
Reed, I'm glad you're here. I can tell you and Gunnigan about that interview at the same time.
Well, it took you nearly all day, Axford.
I knew when I let him go he'd be all gay getting to see Van Port. Here it is, nearly 6 o'clock.
Ah, keep your shirt on, will you, Gunnigan? It isn't easy to get in and see big shots like Van Port. After all, you told me
to... Forget it, Axford. What about the interview?
Well, it was this way, Reed. I went to Van Port's place, and after cooling me heels for a long time, I finally got in to see him. I told him I was from the Sentinel, so he seemed very willing to talk.
So you're from the Daily Sentinel, eh? Sit down, Mr. Axford, and make yourself comfortable.
Sure, and I don't mind if I do, Mr. Van Port. Tis a comfortable chair you have here.
I understand you want my views on the most unfortunate affair that happened last night.
That's right, sir.
Well, first I want to say it's been a great shock to me, especially following the loss of our plans.
Sure, I know, sir. But now about Mr. Hart. Do you think that
I know what you're about to ask. I've learned what the authorities believe and what, under the circumstances, I'm forced to believe myself, though it hurts me to do so. That Mr. Hart, whom I trusted so much that I put him in the highest position I had to offer, betrayed my trust. by selling our secret plans to foreign agents, dealing, of course, through the Green Hornet.
That's the way it looks, sir. Now, did you have any suspicions at all about Hart when you first missed the plans, Mr. Van Poort?
Well, no. In fact, if it hadn't been that the police received that note and reached the boathouse in time to hear the Hornet making his getaway, I'd have sworn that Mr. Hart died while loyally furthering the work of the company.
Then you knew about the office and the boathouse?
Oh, yes, of course. Mr. Hart wanted extra privacy to work on a scientific brochure. I was the one who suggested he use the old boathouse I owned up the river.
Sure, and 'tis hard to believe he'd do what he did after you doing so much for him and all.
Yeah, that's true. Last night at 10 o'clock, Mr. Hart and I were sipping brandy in the study of my home while we discussed company business. He left soon after that. I had no way of knowing then that at 11:30 he'd be slumped over the desk in the old boathouse with a knife in his back.
'Tis sad to think about. Do you think the plans will be found, sir?
In my opinion, if they find the Green Hornet, the authorities will get a lead to the man who has those plans. Well, there isn't much more I can tell you, Mr. Axford. Needless to say, the whole affair has been a severe blow to me.
That's about all he had to say, Reed. He's sure taking it hard about Hart being a traitor and selling those plans.
I imagine how he feels.
Axford, get that interview on paper and give it to rewrite as soon as you can.
Okay.
I have the whole force alerted in case the cops catch the Green Hornet, Chief.
Now let's hope they do catch Hart's killer in time to recover those plans, Gunnigan.
After Brick Reed returned to his office, Lenore Case entered.
Here are some letters that he signed, Mr. Reed.
Oh, thanks.
You know, Mr. Reed, I'm worried about what everyone says about the Green Hornet.
I am too, Miss Case. I hope to find some way to track the real killer of Hart.
You did go to that boathouse last night?
Yes, but Hart was already dead.
In his interview, Mr. Van Poort said he was found slumped over his desk with a knife in his
hand. Hey, wait a minute. He did say that.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. That and something else he told Axford bears looking into. I'm glad you brought that up.
You're getting an idea?
I sure am. I'll sign those letters in the morning. Right now, I'm heading for home. I have an idea the Green Hornet may make the headlines by turning in Hart's murderer.
Darkness had fallen as Brick Reed left his office at the Sentinel building and went to his apartment where Cato was waiting. Britt explained why he had come home.
Oh, you say perhaps we go to catch murderer of Mr. Hart?
I think I know who he is, Cato. But we'll have proof if I can make him show his hand.
How you think you do that?
And I'll tell you about this we drive. Let's get the Black Beauty.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in the bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building, which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Brick pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness.
Tell me, make me think maybe you suspect the right man this time, Mr. Britt. But how you get proof?
Cato, what I want to do is to figure out some way to get him and his commie friends together at the boathouse. Then I'd tip off the police.
It's not easy to get them to go to the boathouse.
I know. There must be some way. If I could... Cato, stop near a drugstore so I can use a phone. I'll leave my disguise in the car, then talk to him from the phone booth.
Yes, sir. There's a drugstore not far from here.
Good. Step on it, Cato.
We'll continue our story in just a moment. Hi, fellas and girls. Have you noticed that current of excitement that's in the air these days? You can always sense it at this time of year. It's part of the holiday season. And at happy holiday gatherings with your relatives and friends, delicious sparkling Orange Crush fits in naturally. 'Cause naturally, it tastes better. Better than any other orange drink. It's that natural, fresh fruit flavor that makes the big difference. Orange Crush is flavored with the pure natural juice of fresh, tree-ripened Valencia oranges. So naturally, it tastes better, and it makes the good things you eat with it taste better, too. Tell Mom to stock up on Orange Crush for the happy occasions ahead. It'll go so well with the party menu she's probably planning now. And for hurry-up snacks when friends drop in, delicious Orange Crush is just the thing. It's simply great with holiday cookies, with fruitcake and nut breads, too. It's the world's favorite orange drink. And when you serve it to your friends, they'll appreciate your giving them the best. So be sure there's plenty of Orange Crush on hand for the holiday season. You can get it at your dealers in 6-bottle handy packs. And always ask for Orange Crush by name. Don't say orange, say Orange Crush, because there's no other drink so good. No other orange drink in the world has that natural, fresh fruit flavor. That's O-R-A-N-G-E-C-R-U-S-H, Orange Crush. Naturally, it tastes better. Now, back to the Green Hornet. A short time later, leaving his Green Hornet disguise in the car, Britt Reed entered a drugstore, went to a phone booth, and dialed a number. Then he talked in a terse monotone.
Listen, let me do the talking. I'm the Green Hornet. The man you sent to kill Hart knows now that you tried to frame him as well as me. He's planning to leave evidence in the office at the boathouse that'll bring to you the police and that point to you and to the man who got the plans. I'm being hunted, so I'm staying in hiding. You'll have to get that evidence yourself before he tips off the cops. What's that? Yeah, I'll tell you why I'm doing this. I'll come to you for my share of the dough you got. That'll be my pay for tipping you off. Goodbye.
A few minutes later, Britt returned to the car where Cato was waiting.
I think I convinced him, Cato.
That's good.
Let's go.
What do we do now, Mr. Britt?
We'll be busy at that boathouse if things work out as I hope. Fortunately, a fog is blowing in from the river, so there'll be less chance of detection.
What if man phones police and say that Green Hornet called him? Well, then perhaps police come too soon to place we are going.
Well, if he phones the police, it'll prove that my suspicions about him are wrong, Cato.
You think it possible you are wrong?
No. I'm almost sure he's the one we want. He slipped up on too many points. We'll know before long.
In an apartment not far from the boathouse office, a tall, lean-looking man named Kirov talked to his helper, Ivan, as he packed a suitcase.
Ivan, we have finished our work here for the time being. When I come back to the city, I'll find more for you to do.
You are clever, Kirov, putting the finger on Mr. Hart as you did. But there is something I should like to know.
What?
Who was responsible for the police coming to the boathouse just as I was leaving? I barely managed to get away in the motorboat.
Oh, forget that, Ivan. You did get away, and you were well paid for what you did. Now, I'm all packed and ready to go to the airport.
It was good there was fog last night. Those police shoot straight. They might have killed me if it had been clear.
I told you to forget last night, Ivan. We all take risks.
It is not easy to forget. I almost didn't go through the job. I did only because your friend promised to pay so much.
Now, wait a minute.
No, I must tell you. When I reached the boathouse last night, Mr. Hart met me at the landing. He was quite friendly. He took me up to the office and started to talk.
Fog is so thick, I began to think you'd lose your way, Mr.
Just call me Ivan.
Well, sit down, Ivan.
No, thanks. I am not staying long.
I plan to be here working tonight, and I was told you were bringing a boat over to leave in the boat well. So I said I'd bring down a lantern and help you dock.
Oh, you mean you do work here?
Yes, scientific writing. If you wait a short time, I'll drive you into town.
Oh, but you aren't going into town, my friend.
What do you mean?
Sit down. Now, this is a knife I hold at your back, Mr. Hart.
But What is this? Why do
no
you...
No doubt the police will think you sold the plans that are missing.
I begin to see the truth now. You were sent here to do this to me.
Why, of course. It has all been planned. Very well planned. And you will be found dead.
Ivan, why do you take time to tell me these details? It is over and the plan has worked. It's strange that you... Hello. Oh, it is you. I'm in a hurry to leave, so... What's that? So... That explains a lot. Yes. Yes, I will meet you there. And bring Ivan with me. What? Yes. Do not worry. He will come with me. Goodbye.
Who was that, hero? What is it all about?
Soon you will find out, Ivan. You and I are going to meet someone at the boathouse office.
I do not understand.
Oh, you will. It is important that you come along. We'll go in the boat. Come on.
Rick Reed and Cato waited in hiding near the old boathouse.
Man, I phoned is inside waiting for the others.
Oh, I hope they come before police get here. Maybe we call police too soon, Mr. Briggs.
Keeping my fingers crossed, Cato. If they...
Hey, listen. There's a motorboat coming toward the boathouse now. You think it's one that man inside waits for?
Yes.
You able to see anyone?
Fog's too thick. But we know they've gone inside with the boat. Come on, we'll go at the open end of the boathouse. We'll have to work fast before the police arrive.
A short time later, two squad cars came to a stop a short distance from the boathouse.
Now, quiet now. We want to sneak up on them without a sound.
Oh, shut up, Axford. I'm giving the orders here. Have your guns ready, men.
Yes, sir. One time I wish I had a gun.
Just point your finger at him, Axford. Then yell bang.
Ah, you and your corny jokes.
Well, get out, man. Let's go. Be quiet.
That's what I said before.
As I said, shut up before, Axford. The boys, listen to me.
Yes, sir. I thought you.
Cassidy and Axford, come along with me. The rest of you go down by the river in case they make a break for it.
Right.
Let's go. Stay close, not a sound out of you.
We're right with you.
We'll stop here by the door to the office. I want to get close enough to the door to listen to what they might be saying. Easy, now.
It is as I take you. Ivan has come with me, but he still does not seem to know why.
You tell him, Timo.
Ivan, somehow you found out you had been framed when our leader sent you to kill Hart. But luckily, we have found out that you planned to come here and leave evidence against us, then tip off the police.
What are you saying, hero? I made no such plan, and I did not find out anything that would... So now I understand. You and the leader here tried to frame me last night by sending the police to catch me red-handed.
You know too much, Ivan. And you are inclined to brood about what has happened. Like others who have ceased to be useful to the party, if it came necessary...
Now wait! Tell me who informed you I planned to leave evidence against you.
I'll tell you that. The Green Hornet was.
No. No, you could not be the leader and be that stupid. He must mean to frame all of us for Hart's death and for taking the plan.
Ivan, for once you speak sensibly, you could be right. Maybe the Hornet...
Yes, that would be it. We must leave here at once.
We heard enough. Bust in that door. Now, come on. All right.
Shuffling snakes. They're gone. They've gone down to the boat landing.
We'll follow them. Hurry. Stop, hurry up.
The motor. It won't start.
Reach earlier.
Don't give up to them. Hold it, Tommy.
As a shot wounding the leader came from the fog and shrouded opening of the boathouse, Sergeant Cassidy firing simultaneously wounded Kirov and Ivan as the two commies turned to fight.
Three of them. We got them all.
Holy crow. One of them is Mr. Van Port himself.
He's the one they call the leader, no doubt. Well, here come the rest of the men. Yeah, it's a good thing one of you fired from the opening and winged that leader Van Port. He might have plugged me the way he turned so quick.
What are you talking about, Sarge? None of us was anywhere near the opening there.
Then who was it fired that shot from out there? Whoever it was, I'd shake his hand.
Listen, the Green Hornet is leaving. He must have fired and tried to kill Van Port so he couldn't talk. He waited near the open end of the boathouse till your men came in to investigate the shots. Then he beat it.
From what we heard, Van Port and these two are to blame for Hart's murder and for the loss of the plant.
Hey, Sarge, the suitcase in the boat. Here it is.
Packed up, ready to leave, huh? They'll all get the chair for the murder.
No, wait. I will give evidence against them. Van Port was our leader. Kirov was leaving with the stolen plans. Look in the suitcase.
Ivan, do not talk.
We'll open this at headquarters. Well, come on. Let's take these commie spies and put them where they can't do any more harm.
Later that night, Axford phoned Britt Reed's apartment to tell Britt Hart's killer had been caught and the plans found, along with other details of the capture of the communist agents. When he finished talking, Cato remarked,
"It's good you think of slip Van Port make that put you on his track, Mr. Britt."
Well, the details of the Hart murder were kept out of the newspapers. All that was said was that Hart was murdered during the night at the boathouse office, presumably by the Green Hornet.
That's right.
But Van Port told Axford that Hart was stabbed while sitting at his desk at about 11:30. That statement caused me to suspect that he was in contact with the real killer.
Well, then you decide to try to get proof.
Right. The more I thought of how definite Van Port was about the details of the killing, the more convinced I was that he was in on it. Now that the commie spy ring is broken and the plans found, the Green Hornet can't be charged with murder and espionage.
When clever men like Green Hornet have to watch step with communists, it's good for all people to keep eyes open to protect country.
You can say that again, Cato. But right now, Britt Reed is going to close his eyes and get some much-needed rest.
Sentinel, Extry, paper! Van Port indicted for Hart's murder! Tommy's spy ring broken! Read all about it! Green Hornet helps in return of secret plans. Sentinel Extry Paper!
That's the Green Hornet story for today. Another exciting story brought to you by the most refreshing drink in the world. The drink that's actually good for you because it's made with real oranges. The one and only Orange Crush. It sparkles, it tingles, it makes you feel fresh again. Always keep several bottles in your refrigerator. And always remember, the handy way to do that is to get the handy pack. 6 bottles of Orange Crush in a handy carrying case. This program is a feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Green Hornet is played by Jack McCarthy. This copyrighted feature originates in Detroit, and all characters, places, and incidents used are fictitious. The Green Hornet is brought to you every Wednesday and Friday at the same time by the most refreshing drink in the world, Orange Crush. That's the drink you like best of all. Try it. Next time, ask for Orange Crush. But remember, don't say orange, say Orange Crush. O-R-A-N-G-E-C-R-U-S-H, Orange Crush. Next Wednesday, listen to the Green Hornet again in the exciting story of danger entitled Pretenders to the Throne. And now, till Wednesday, this is Fred Foy saying so long from Orange Crush. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.